Good day and welcome once again to the Steve Bonnenberger Anthology. I'm Steve Bonnenberger and we welcome you to this session. We're going to be dealing today with family dynamics. If you're following along in our Genius Path Concentrated Self-Care program, this is the third session and we're going to ask you to review the first two plus the introductory session. If you have any questions or if you're just joining us for the first time and just kind of walking into this stream that is already moving in front of you, we want to remind you that Genius Path Concentrated Self-Care is really this idea that your main message of your life is grabbed and grasped and held inside of some of your past events. And that we also believe that your current self is impacted by those, some of those, if not all of those past events. And we certainly believe that your future and the future you is impacted by some, if not all of these past events. And so we remind you that your earliest cognitions matter. We remind you that the firstborn messages of your life speak very loudly. And that the earliest of vibrations still reverberate and even dictate how you feel and why you behave and as you do so, what is possible for your own self because of it. So in session three, we're going to be talking about family dynamics. Family dynamics. Session three forms up the basis for personal healing. Personal healing is defined by me. And I'm the one who wrote this stuff and who has lived it, and it is my life experience and my life expression. Personal healing is defined as awareness of your past, a full and complete understanding of your present, and a sense of purposeful attitude and behavior for properly addressing your future. Personal healing is defined as awareness of your past, a full and complete understanding of your present condition, and a sense of purposeful attitude and behavior for properly addressing your future. Personal healing is grounded in awareness of your past. Session two ended with a pause directly at the place of personal touch. I paused there for a reason. And if you need to go back and refresh yourself and listen to session two again, please do so. Session three opens with a frank and candid discussion of touch. Touch. Human beings are defined by touch. Human beings are nurtured by touch. Human beings are tortured or abused in inappropriate ways by inappropriate touch. Consider who touched you in inappropriate ways. Who soothed you? Who comforted you? Who used touch to calm and quiet you? Who touched you in inappropriate ways? Who aroused you in very hostile and uncomfortable and even abusive ways? Who manipulated you with improper touch? Who hit you? Who seduced you with or without your consent and knowledge? Who performed acts with or on you or caused you to perform acts with or on them that were strictly off limits and inappropriate? Take time. Pause the session now. Go back, rewind, and listen to the last 2 minutes. Awaken your own clear and maybe hidden and maybe in some instances unwelcome memories of touch. Human beings are defined by touch. Personal healing and understanding your current setting. Personal healing and understanding your current setting. Personal healing is grounded in comprehension of emotional core management. Emotional core management means awareness that your family structure is a key element to your personal growth. Emotional care management means you have the capacity to adapt and learn from past experiences and incidences, and that you have the capacity to flee the presence of maladaptive and or harmful settings. I'm going to say those three things again because as you gain emotional management, as you gain control, and as you're able to really direct your own emotional care, you become aware of your family structure and understand that that was a key element in your personal growth. And then you gain and you retain and you grasp and you hold on to the capacity to adapt and learn from your past experiences and our incidences. And then you give to yourself, you empower yourself with the capacity to flee the presence of maladaptive or harmful settings. Now, family dynamics. In this session, we're now going to review and make a living document from your family grid that we asked you to start building in our last session. So I want you to dig through your notes, and I hope you're keeping a good notebook, and take the graph paper out and open up the document and look into parents and guardians. I want you to hover here a bit. I want you to write down and chronicle some key words and phrases and remembrances of your primary and secondary relationship with your own parents or your own guardians. I want you to hover here. I want you to let the words and the phrases and the emotions arise. Don't filter them. Certainly don't censure them. Allow and permit yourself to speak about and write down and chronicle your key remembrances of your parents or your guardians, siblings, and extended family members. Hover here a bit. Write down and chronicle some key words and phrases and remembrances of your primary and secondary relationships with your own siblings. Or if you don't have siblings, your extended family members. Spend some moments here. Allow the key words and phrases and remembrances and the fragrances and the settings. Allow that to come back up and just write them down. You don't have to write sentences, just phrases, words, memories, key things that trigger something either pleasant or unpleasant. Core relational drivers. Search out one or two key relational drivers that were present and impacted and even dominated these very specific relationships, whether they be correlated to your siblings and or your guardians or your parents. Core relational patterns. Core relational patterns. We want you to take time to swim here. We want you to take time and dawdle here. We want you to ask yourself how these dynamic relationships impacted you in the past and continue to affect your behavior currently. Consider behavioral issues. How did you behave and interact with these key relationships? How did you behave and react and interact with these key relationships? Role and primary function. Role and primary function. How did you relate to these key people? And what role did you play in this family structure, in this family circle? Parental patterns. I want you to take time to write down and chronicle the primary way your own past self interacted with your parent or your parents. Neglect and our impersonal offset and offput. Neglect or interpersonal offset and offput. Permit yourself to rightly cast and properly describe precisely how you felt and what you experienced and how you were treated in these primary relationships and these secondary relationships inside of your family. What were the dynamics? Most important of all, what was your dynamic? How did you receive and perceive these things? Full tapestry. You may ask yourself, why? Why should I dive deep into what is clearly a past and perhaps hopefully forgotten series of or string of events and or incidents? Well, the answer and the reply is that your life is a full tapestry. And full tapestries require that all elements and threads be active and properly conceived and intricately woven. Full tapestries require the overcoming of the need and the desire to defend and protect or suppress. And then full tapestries require the eradication of the need to shelter and retreat and hide and provide cover. The development of your core story. As you spend time in Genius Path concentrated self-care, we're going to urge you and prod you and nudge you and really compel you toward penning and writing and producing your own story. Because it is my core belief, and I have been doing this a long, long time, and it is my core belief that true and lasting healing impacts and adjusts future outcomes. It's my core belief that when you cease amending and are editing and are altering your own story, that empowerment finds and embraces you. It is my core belief that every thread of untruth or hidden reserve that remains untapped hinders and thwarts and even cancels your personal empowerment. Deliberate untruth mechanisms. You see, the psyche is so constructed by God that we can create untruth mechanisms. Untruth is a powerful ally of the devil and his minions. And untruth causes each one of us to manufacture events or alter or cast events in brighter or more appealing light than they were, or to reframe incidents and even protect our assailants, or to hide and create subterfuges of core facts, or to bury and cause to go subterranean our core truths, creatively rearrange fact patterns and outright remap and rechart and deliberately blur or omit or obfuscate real elements that shaped our personal opinions of ourselves. Healing. The proper reconstruction of events and incidents. Genius path. Concentrated self-care is the intentional effort to safely and quietly assist you in, first, properly reconstructing events and incidents. Properly reconstructing events and incidents. Creating adult versions of your own fact patterns. Reversing and neutering and forever quashing the abusive impact of past harmful occurrences. Healing, purposeful attitudes and behaviors that properly shape your future. Genius Path Concentrated Self-Care is the call, the clarion call to personal interconnectedness. It is the review and proper recall of past incidents and events. It is the redrawing of personal visual maps. It is the proper reconstruction of past events. It is the proper recording of your own fact patterns. It is the adult you deciding and determining how to approach life moving forward. Now let's go over some learned lessons from session 3. The first is, of course, create and arrange and articulate the true fact patterns of your life. Next is to experience your own life and to give meaning and value to the things that happen to you. Next is to seek true empowerment through the ability to look back with proper perspective. And then finally, to understand that true personal empowerment protects and swaddles the former, lesser, and smaller, and certainly more vulnerable you. I admire you greatly for diving deep into this course on human improvement. I believe deeply that the things that we talk about carve out new futures for human beings that take time to really dive into these things personally. If you want to talk to me, it's easy. Go to stevebonnenberger.com, stevebonnenberger.com. Leave me a personal message. I reply to each and every one. Till that day, I remind you that I'm Steve Bonnenberger. And this is the Steve Bonnenberger Anthology, Travel Far.